Okay, we're recording. Beautiful. Yeah, give me a few words. I'm feeling, how am I feeling? You know, I'm feeling still a bit in the uncertainty of it all, as we all are, in the unfolding, in the trying my best to take it, you know, one moment at a time and stay present, and sort of still maintaining quite an optimistic attitude. Maybe, I don't know why, but I still sort of feel like, you know, this will pass and we'll move on and life will get back to normal. But also it's sometimes, you know, coming into that place of fear of like, yeah, but when? Like, how long actually is this going to go on for? And I think that's the unknown element of it. I've processed a lot of layers of the emotion around the unknown of the sort of worst case scenarios of this particular, you know, the illness and the food shortages or whatever the stuff is. And I'm kind of over that. I had some fears going on around that. And now I'm at a place of like, I'm accepting, I'm okay that this is happening. I'm respectful of all of the guidelines. I'm happy with my little self-isolation quarantine and all of that, adapting to the fact that I can't get my nails done, I can't get my hair done, you know, all those things. Can't go to yoga, can't go to pole dancing. We, you know, accept that and that's totally okay. But I'm just in the place at the moment of like, wow, how long is this going to go on for? And how are we going to navigate something that might go on for months? So, you know, let's just, I just want to hear how everyone's feeling because there's, when it's constant new stuff coming up all the time because the situation's constantly changing and evolving. Kylie, I'm still working in face-to-face contact while living with my 71-year-old mother, who has her own anxiety about being exposed to the virus, plus bringing it home to her. She has several risk factors besides age. Patty Marta, I feel frustrated, but at the same time full of hope. That's nice. And see opportunities to have more time to work on myself. And I'm the same, and that's what has helped me is I'm like, there are opportunities in this, there are blessings in this, there is this. I mean, the thing that I'm finding is such a blessing in this is this incredible just pause button that has been put on life. Have you ever said it out loud? Like I've often found myself saying this, I just wish I could just pause life for a little bit so I could just catch up. Have you ever felt that? And we've all got it. We've got a gigantic pause to help us at the moment, like find space and slow down. And we were talking about this in the group, I think Sophia's comment, and just have the room to think, you know, without this constant rushing and need to be doing. But that also brings up its own set of anxieties. I saw Eckhart Tolle share something about it, and he's like, you know, we're experiencing this sort of stillness, like life is being put to a standstill. But that doesn't mean our inner world is at a standstill. We might be finding it hard actually to bring our inner world to that place of stillness. But that's what the opportunity is here. Gemma, yes, accepting, finding peace, yet feeling heavy for the world. So many people are truly in horrible scenarios right now. They are absolutely. And that's part of the heartbreak too, isn't it? Is I'm thinking about people I know and being like, how are they going to make it through this? Sophia, part of me is overwhelmed. Many old habits have arrived. I'm trying to allow it to flow and I know it will pass eventually. Part of me doesn't want to be in contact with anyone and I just want to be fully isolated. I'm okay with the overriding situation, but for me, it's my past experiences that I'm having trouble sitting with. And that's part of, I feel like we're being forced to sit with things that we really don't want to sit with. We're being forced to look at things we really don't want to look at. Being forced to feel things we really don't want to feel. The social isolation part is hard. I went to the markets on the weekend. You know, they had a lot of good social isolation stuff, social distancing, sorry, stuff set up at the markets. Everything was spread out. There weren't too many stalls. People were being very respectful. But I actually bumped into a friend and she was sort of, I kept my distance from her and was kind of like, hi. But I could see the tension in her body. over me saying hi to her, which in a normal situation, she'd be like, hey, no, 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 we give a kiss on the cheek, whatever. I didn't touch her, didn't hug her or anything. But I could even just feel there's this different level of tension now around social interaction, which is very, very weird. Danielle, feeling emotionally exhausted, but I'm in my something. I'm my center. I do feel a sense of peace. Coming up against the parts of my life that aren't aligned with my truth, which feels like a blessing to have a chance to really feel it. I think that's a really beautiful point. I've got a podcast that I'm just editing this afternoon, which has a lot of channeled guidance kind of weaved into it. And this was one of the key things they actually shared with me. My guides was about, this is a really powerful assessment time to really look at everything and to really look at what is and isn't in alignment for us. And, you know, they'd even said in there, they're like, would you be happy for everything just to go back to normal? Like, were you genuinely really happy before this big pause happened? If things are falling away, what things are you noticing that you're really missing? What things are you actually kind of relieved they're not there? So there is actually a chance then to be assessing. And then perhaps when we do get the green light to move forward, moving forward differently. Moving forward in a more heart-driven way, a more aligned way, where we're much more clear and discerning around what we want to be giving our time and energy to. Dawn, I feel it's difficult to be productive and I'm having problems sleeping. Yeah, sleeping well. Yeah. And this is the other thing I was talking about in there too, is like such a need to look after our nervous systems during this time. So all of the practices that are very soothing to our nervous system are just everything. Just everything. You know, any tool or practice we know that soothes our nervous system. I actually just got into starting to do some at-home yoga classes because I'm missing my pole dancing so much. That was twice a week and that was exercise. It was movement. We did a lot of strength work and we'd always work up a sweat. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not moving my body. So I'm on a free trial with Yoga Glow. And at the moment they're calling themselves Glow, which is G-L-O. And they have a whole range of yoga classes and they do, I think, meditation and mindfulness and little workshops on there. And it's great. And that's a great, you know, any of these resources that we can be drawing on to support us is really important. Dawn, I'm more relieved than anything. Well, that's good. Relief is a good feeling. Relief is actually a sense of lightness and alignment. So that's good. I just wanted to check in with everyone and just see how you're going, because I think it's important that we're getting opportunities to talk about how we're feeling and get support and know we're not alone and know everyone's feeling the same thing. And, you know, not all of us are getting a chance to just to talk to people at the moment around what's going on. Amanda, I'm feeling unproductive, but I've made the effort to call close friends and family. Yeah, the number of friends that are wanting to jump on phone calls at the moment or video calls, I'm like, it's so great. I don't often make the time for that anymore, but it's a really nice thing to do. All right, so, you know, it's weird. I sort of feel like it's hard to talk about the topics for today's class because, you know, we're in such an interesting time, but I'm still going to dive into it all for you. So today's class flows on really beautifully from last class. And last class we were talking about, you know, visibility and building platforms and calling in your communities and sharing your light. And I just also want to bring up what Kylie posted in our group. And if you haven't seen Kylie's post, have a read of it. She brought up a really genuine point, which is around feeling quite disheartened with everything that's going on around the idea of, you know, going to set up a business and wanting to do this whole new thing when we're in so much uncertainty and people's income and financial lives are affected and all of that. But if we were put to the side at the moment, the idea of sort of building a business or needing to have the intention be to replace our income or leave our day job, all of that, because that feels like there's a big, probably big pause on that at the moment. There's even a pause in it for me too, around moving forward with some of the ways I was planning on generating income in my business and all of that. But instead look at, and I commented this on Kylie's post, that, and Bianca left a beautiful comment on Kylie's post as well, which was so well said. How much people are craving support right now and tools and practices and wisdom and people offering light and guidance. And there's a big activation for those of us who are here to share wisdom and here to be of service and here to help others to really step up and do that. And I also feel, and a friend of mine and I were talking about this, that people who previously weren't conscious or interested in working on themselves or their life or interested in learning about meditation or yoga or interested in these practices that would help them find inner peace are now going to be seeking that more than ever. Because a lot of the ways that we've been seeking externally for things has been put on pause. And so many of us have, like many people are getting activated to take the inner journey. So you're actually going to find more and more people are going to be waking up to this world and looking for guidance. And if we are someone that feels in our heart that that's part of our work in the world is to be that light for others, well then now's our time. Now's our time. So, you know, talking about like what we talked about last class about having these platforms and sharing your wisdom and sharing anything that might be of service to the people that you are here to help, still very relevant. And what we were saying, what both Bianca had commented and what I had commented on Kylie's post as well is, yeah, just really, and we were talking about this last class, really thinking about what the people who are in your space at the moment might be needing and what you can offer that might be of help. And what I want to talk about today is we're going to do a little bit of like looking over your story, your life experience, your journey to really extract what it is that you're here to share with people. Today's class is about sort of self-expression, more of like finding your voice and particularly sort of talking about writing, although we don't all have to be writers, but bringing your messages out and really like clarifying what it is you're here to share with people, which is never just about what you think you're here to share with people. So much of it is based on, yeah, the storyline of your life and what you can see through your own life experience has been so impactful for you that you simply now want to share with other people. Yeah, Sophia, I've also been doing online yoga quite a lot and online business things, and I just want to not do anything. I've been feeling asked to do it, like called to do it. Part of me is giving myself a hard time because of that, but I also know that rest is okay. Well, it's a bit of both at the moment, really. It's like allowing ourselves to actually really sink into the space and the slowness and the not doing and enjoy that. But also make sure we're taking care of ourselves and things like, online classes that get us moving our body or our meditation practice, they're actually really important to nurture ourselves through this time too. So we don't want to go into doing mode, but those practices can still be very healing and supportive with everything that we're feeling. I mean, I've been asked to teach. You've been asked to teach it. Interesting. That's interesting for you, Sophia, that new opportunities are presenting. And this is part of it as well, is we don't know as yet what the opportunities are here for us. So we have to be very surrendered and open because new things are going to come from this that we maybe weren't planning on doing or feel afraid about or have had resistance to, but new things are going to emerge from this. So where do I want to begin with you today? Let me see. You know, I feel like we did talk about some of this last class, but let's still dive into it anyway. Where do I want to start? It's really interesting. I'm just landing into what I want to share with you today. Yeah, okay. So what I was actually being guided to look at this morning is again to use this period that we have as a time to clarify some things. and clarify things that maybe we wouldn't have had a time, that wouldn't have had time or the chance to clarify or think about or reflect on when life was so busy. And what I was being shown this morning, and the workbook kind of takes you through a lot of this around this particular class, around expressing and sharing your messages and really clarifying what you're here to share with people. But my guidance said to me this morning, it asked me to think about, what are the key conversations you want to have with people? What are the key topics? What are the key messages that you feel you're here to share? And the way you uncover that is not necessarily by coming up with it, but by looking. I was getting this guidance today to reflect back over my life again and over my journey and really look at, like, key defining moments in my life, key moments where I encountered a challenge and I had to work through that and find a way to overcome that. Key things that I have drawn on through my experience, practices, principles I've taken on, new perspective shifts I've had, and to reflect on how that helped me and how that impacted me. And then, like, it's almost like this becomes our body of work. And for some reason, I'm being guided to revisit that at the moment, which feels really relevant to what I'm wanting to talk about today, which is for you to have this opportunity to really clarify what you're here to share with people. And where's my workbook? Let me bring it up. Where am I? And I take you through, I've got all these writing prompts in the workbook, which may or may not land with you, but these are really things I felt to share, where I've given you these prompts to really think about times that you've gone through an experience in your life where you've had a challenge, or think about parts of you at a younger age, or think about times when you've either experienced, I've got here everything from like grief and heartache to your most happiest magical moments, to times you've manifested something beautiful, to times where you've applied a positive practice and it's really helped you, or times when you've been growing and learning something new, and to reflect on what that experience was like for you and actually be able, I don't know, I'm just getting the sense that this is such a time of powerful reflection and to be really uncovering your unique story, your unique key pieces of content, which will then flow into one of, I think, our next class is on your offerings, the key offerings you want to design for people. And when it comes to writing and expression, I want to talk a bit about the blocks around our self-expression. We talked about this in last class. But the only thing that gets in the way of you being fully and freely self-expressed is your mind, right? And when we have that free flow of expression, when we have the energy that gets activated within us and we just let it come out, we have this free expression of ourselves. And the only thing that gets in the way is our thinking mind. How will this be received? Will this make sense? Will people like this? Is this good enough? Is this valuable? And I feel like, again, we have an opportunity at the moment to really activate the fire within us of what we're wanting to share with people and begin to break through what has been preventing us sharing that up until now and just let it all come out in a very free way. One of the things, there's a couple of things that have been working really well for me lately. One of them is I've started using voice recording as a way to express my messages, because in the workbook, what I encourage you to be doing is writing, is like writing responses to the questions. So the questions that I've got here that will get you thinking about these key experiences in your life and your key learnings, and then how you can share that with other people. You know, not writing isn't for everyone. Writing can be a beautiful way to let that out, but you can also do video or audio. So years ago, when I, before I ever did like YouTube videos or shared videos publicly, I would do video conversations with myself and I would press record on my computer and I would talk things out. Maybe you would even ask yourself one of these questions and then answer it on video. And that's how I found my voice, was I would practice speaking out my ideas, my thoughts. I'd even video journal or share like guidance for myself on video. And as I did, I found this freedom in just letting, like even it's just how I teach now. Like I don't even think, it's just like the energy just comes out. It doesn't really go through my head. It kind of just comes out here. And I found my flow in that by just practicing giving myself the freedom to talk on video. And then I'd watch it back and I started to refine my voice by doing that. I'd be like, oh, look how you talk with your hands a lot. Or look how you are always looking around. Or look how you weren't very, you're not very articulate with, you know, or actually what I used to notice, my voice used to be a lot higher. My voice has become a lot deeper as I now speak more through my body rather than speaking up here. Do you like me? Am I good enough? I'm much more embodied in my voice now. So you actually can watch yourself and practice really finding your flow and finding your voice and your expression. But what I'm doing these days is voice recording because I'm having a lot of channel guidance come through, but also I actually find, like this morning, for example, I had an idea drop in for a new podcast and I was just talking it out loud with myself. And I thought to myself, oh, I should really write this down. But when I go to write it down, the flow stops. So instead what I did was I got my phone on voice memo and I just started talking it out. And I have a 15-minute audio in there of all of my ideas for the podcast episode. And some of it's me kind of talking out what I'm going to share on there. Then what I've got, hang on, where is it on my phone? Is it on my computer? I really, really recommend this app. My boyfriend put me onto it. It's called Otter. And the website is Otter, OTTER.AI. I'll just put it here. My computer, sorry, my computer's been running really slow. No, that's not working now. It's frozen. Okay. Let me put it here. It's otterai, I think, .com. Is it? Otter. Or is it otter, just otter.ai? Oh, my God. My computer is running so slow. Okay. It's otter.ai. I just put it in the comments box. And what that does, it transcribes your audio into text. So you can either talk directly into the app on your phone. You can put the app on your phone and talk directly into it and it will transcribe it. Or you can upload an audio either on the desktop version or on your phone and have it transcribed. This has been like revolutionary for me because I've realized my communication is so much more free when I just let it flow out without thinking. And so what I've just been doing is now just transcribing all my thoughts. And then I'm like, oh, cool. There's my podcast episode or there's my blog post, whatever it is. So the idea of what I'm sharing in this class is to use the prompts and the activities to activate and stimulate like your thought and that energy and be reflecting, but then experiment with either writing, audio or video and find where it's easiest for you to find your flow, where you feel like you cannot be in the mind, but it's like the messages just move through you the most effortlessly. Even share with me whether you feel, just through what you know about yourself, whether you're messages and your thoughts and ideas flow most freely through writing, through audio, or through video. Let me know which one it is for you. Some people are like really great with flow writing. And I'm good with flow writing if I just feel like I'm just receiving guidance and letting it move through me. But sometimes if I'm coming up with ideas, my head gets in the way. Dawn says audio. Yeah, you might really like this app. I don't know if you've got a transcribing app. Dawn, but it works really well for me. Yeah, Amanda said I've experienced this with doing our intention videos. That's why I love the intention videos, because you'll watch your expression communication both change and evolve through the videos, but also you'll get feedback on yourself around how you how you communicate. And then you'll be able to see in yourself, oh, I was really in my head there. Oh, that's where I really dropped into my flow. Oh, that's where I could tell I was speaking from my heart. You get a lot of feedback. Yeah, beautiful. Gemma's saying writing and that she loves the intention videos too. So I also ask you here in the workbook, and I think this is, maybe we did touch on this last week. Maybe these classes are kind of blurred a little bit, but this idea of self-expression, this was even coming up in my women's group coaching program. One of the women was saying that she feels like she can be really herself with her friends, but she can't be herself at work. And we were talking about why that is. Because self-expression is such an interesting concept, right? And it's so important to look at, where are we blocking the full expression of ourselves and why? And this girl was sharing in my class, was sharing that she finds it hard to share, say, her sense of humor at work because she feels like other people won't get it. She doesn't like to show her vulnerabilities and her weaknesses because she feels like she'll be judged as incompetent. She doesn't like to reveal when she needs help with something because, again, she likes to show she's really independent. She knows what she's doing. And she had all these reasons why she's bringing a different version of herself to her work than she is to her friendships. Amanda, most likely writing. But I do talk out loud with myself a lot. Yeah, I talk out loud with myself a lot too. And I never really took it that seriously until I started recording it and I realized how much gold was coming through when I would talk to myself. So yeah, give it a go. Dawn, then voice memos while driving on a familiar route or talking to friends. That's a great idea. Yeah. And then you can transcribe the voice memos. And even like, even if you're moving through something in yourself and you're processing something or working through something and you might talk it out loud with yourself, you can even record that because it will give you an insight into your own process and what you can offer other people. So yeah, we were talking in this group coaching call around what is inhibiting the full expression of our authentic selves. And probably as you've begun thinking about setting up the platforms that you want to create to share your work in the world, you're probably already seeing what, I can even let me know in the comments, what is stopping you fully being the full expression of yourself? What are the stories? What do you think other people might think or how other people might receive you that would... that stops you wanting to be in the fullness of your expression. And I was sharing with her how one of the examples I can relate to around this is sort of my interest in spirituality and personal development and obviously the work that I do, which I used to previously not feel like I could show that in certain situations. So when I was with my sort of like-minded friends, we'd talk spirituality and personal growth and health and woo-woo, and it was wonderful. But then I go into other situations and I felt like I couldn't be that person. I had to be more normal or have more like small talk conversations or talk about mainstream things that everyone else was interested in. But I remember getting to a point, and I think it was when I fully started to own who I was, and I think I really got into doing this work and started to get a lot of feedback that what I was doing was really valuable, and I just owned it so deeply that I don't even question it for a second. I started being able to bring this part of myself everywhere, and I now feel like it's everywhere I go. This is who I am. And even people who I meet who have no awareness of this work. Like I'm even thinking like when I went to New Zealand to meet my boyfriend's family and none of them, you know, are into this work or really get it. And they're all like, oh, who's this weird woo-woo life coach girlfriend that he's got, you know? But when you're so in ownership of who you are, it doesn't matter. And you'll see people not get it. And you'll see people look at you kind of like, ugh, that's not my thing. But you can still share fully who you are. you might modify it a little bit if you're not going to go offloading onto someone who's not quite going to understand. But I still always, like, I just feel like I can bring that version of myself everywhere now. And it means like I don't have to be different parts of myself in different situations. I even remember as well, I'll come to your comments in one sec because I can see some stuff popping through. I even remember when I hired a desk in a PR company in the city a few years ago, and I had my business sort of running out of this PR company. And they're all like corporate and, you know, just doing their thing. And I had crystals on my desk, and I had like essential oils and all this stuff. And I had the desktop background that was like some affirmation. And I saw them all. They'd walk past my desk and they'd be like, who's this woman? But then the CEO of the company walked past me one day and she said, you know what? Whenever I walk past your desk, I just feel so calm. She said, I don't know what it is. It just radiates this like beautiful, calm energy. And I just feel it every time I walk past it. Because I fully just owned that part of myself there, even though people wouldn't have got it. And I knew people didn't get it, and that was okay. But it was just interesting, me fully owning that energy was actually having an impact on people without me even realizing. They were getting this little hit of calmness just by walking past me. Yeah, beautiful. Amanda, most probably writing. Yeah, sorry. I often record song ideas, so I just need to keep that across my work. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. If you find it, say with like when songs come, you just like audio that out. That's a great idea if like creative ideas are coming too for work related things. Gemma, I always feel like I have to have all the answers. So when I don't feel confident in a topic, I hold back. It's a lot of pressure we place on ourselves to have all the answers. And I was even thinking about this with the coronavirus stuff, because I don't have all the answers to that at all. And a lot of times I haven't known what to share on it, because I'm still like, I don't know what the heck is going on here. Like, I can't in any way come out and tell people exactly why this is happening. I mean, I don't know. But I guess we start with what we do know. And I think we start with what is helping us in a situation. So rather than needing to know or say offer all this guidance on how to people help people move through coronavirus or whatever's going on or uncertainty or whatever, you might start with one thing you're practicing that is helping you find calm in this time. And that's something that you know, right? You know through experience that it supported you. And that gives you the confidence to share about it. Or you might know a little bit about, you might have an example from your life of a different situation where you were in a lot of uncertainty and, you know, how you practiced surrender in that moment. And then you could extract some learnings from that and relate it to this situation. I think whenever we put the pressure on ourselves to know everything, that's a lot of pressure. And it again creates this feeling like we have to be an expert. We have to be all-knowing to be able to share with people. But again, this is just the constant reframe of, I am a woman walking the journey alongside you, and I want to offer what I can based on what has been helping me, or what, you know, from my life experience has helped me in the past and might help you now. And I think it's that, and I think also the other thing with that is like there's a pressure to get it perfect and get it right. And I think the vulnerability that comes with sharing yourself is that you're not always going to get it right. And people might disagree with you, and people may not resonate with what you say. And that's okay too, because that is a massive thing that stops us expressing ourselves, isn't it? But the people that I see be the most free in their expression are people who take the risk of other people disagreeing or other people not liking it. Even like, this is such a small, silly example, but it was really interesting. I put up a poll on my Instagram stories yesterday because I've got this like incredible 16-minute channeled audio on how to manifest, and it dropped in and I recorded it and I was like, this shit's gold. Like, this is real good. And so I just put a thing up on my stories being like, hey, do you want me to share this on a podcast? And I'm like, even if people say no, I'm still going to share it anyway. But I was just curious. And I had about 200 people say, yeah, they want it. But I had probably 40 people say no. Say no, we don't want to hear this channeled audio of yours. And I was like, oh, that's a bit brutal. But at the same time, I kind of didn't care because I'm like, that's okay. If this doesn't align with you, maybe that episode isn't going to be for you. And that's so fine. And I feel like me a few years ago would have taken that really personally, been like, oh, people don't want to hear it and people think it's weird and people whatever. But I was like, yeah. You know, if I'm going to come out with channeled material, it's going to be polarizing. So I could play it safe and never share that stuff, or I could take a risk and share it because I know a lot of people are going to find value in it. And if it's not for some people, that's totally fine. And if it causes someone to not want to follow me anymore because it's not their thing, totally fine. But I was witnessing what was happening in me. I noticed a little bit of like, oh, that hurts a little bit to hear that many no's, but also okay. And I think the more that we take risks to be fully ourselves, the more we will polarize people. And it's going to trigger the people pleaser in us who only wants to share things that everyone likes and everyone wants and makes everyone happy. But you know, there's billions of people on the planet. How can we make everyone happy? We can't. Sophia, I was talking to Mum about this last night. In the end, what do we really know? I feel like we don't really know anything. There's contrasting information or knowledge to everything out there. And all we can do is listen and feel into ourselves. And all those people out there who are successful sharing what they know will have people around them telling another story. Absolutely. Everything is subjective. I think it's important we're teaching things not in like hard, like this is a hard and fast rule, but more like this is what resonates with me, or this is what has worked for me, or this is what has helped me, or this is what I believe. But you can believe something different. This isn't, it's not like it's not black and white. It's not like this is the right or wrong way. It's giving people the freedom to take what resonates and leave what doesn't. And I think that's the part of the triggering part of the coronavirus stuff is we've got some people coming out making very bold statements with like, I don't know, where's the foundation behind that? And it's more like, I think, bringing ourselves down to a level of equality with everyone and just sharing our peace and letting people take from that in whatever way they want. Kylie, I don't know. I don't understand why people would say no or vote no. Lol, it doesn't make sense. And that sort of stuff makes me want to hide. Yeah. So she's saying, why would they say no? Just don't vote. Well, that's true, right? I thought that too. I'm like, if you're not into it, just don't vote in the poll. But people like to put their opinion on things, and I put a poll up, and I gave them the option to say no, which was my choice. And people said no. And I guess, you know, that's free will, right? Connie, an opportunity to think about how you phrase your question. Dawn, I thought about this too. Think about how you phrase your question and choices. Give them two choices that are both what you want them to choose. I thought about that too. I almost did like, yes and yes please or something. Or like, I've seen people do that where you pretty much just give them like two yeses but in a different way. Yeah, that was definitely on my mind too. Because then you just weed out the people who are not interested. They just don't vote, which is 100% true. But, I mean, I'm also open to the feedback, you know? Yeah, yes or hell yes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's a little bit softer on the ego, you know, so we don't get these no's that like people don't want what we have to say. Yeah, and it's and like what Gemma's saying, like, thanks for sharing that not everyone's into it. And that's just a very real thing about, you know, having messages that maybe aren't for everyone. And that's totally fine. But you'll see all my things now are just going to be two yeses phrased differently. I'm going to take that on board. I want to ask you, actually, I'm just going to pose this question. I want you to feel into it. If I was to ask you the question, I just want you to trust what arises. What is one message right now that you're feeling within you and that you're feeling called to share? What is one message that you're feeling within you at the moment that you're feeling called to share? Just because you can feel it within you. If you had no fear about sharing and had a platform of people wanting to hear from you and you felt to offer something. It doesn't have to be about the virus thing. It can be anything. But I'm just really curious, because I feel it, when I've got something to share, it starts in my belly. Like, I feel a tingly energy in my belly. I feel like there's an energy moving there. And I just want you all to tune into your body and just ask yourself, what message at the moment is within me that's wanting to come out and be shared? And even just notice as you're doing this where the messages drop in, because I'm feeling like drop-ins happen in a range of places. I'm actually like, I have thoughts that kind of drop in to my mind, but then I also feel like an energy tingling in my belly when I start to sort of tune into a message that might want to be shared. And a message doesn't mean you have the answers or the solution. It's just something you're feeling to express. You might just sit with it for a bit. If it's dropping in for you, if you're feeling it or receiving it, type it into the comments for me. You know, sometimes it's like you might feel up here something you're really passionate about. You might feel that in your heart. You might also feel that when you think about sort of the pain that people might be going through and anything you want to offer that might be of support. You might feel into, you know, what's something that I'm noticing is really supporting me at the moment that I want to offer. Like I said, it doesn't have to be related to what's going on collectively. It's just whatever's rising in you at the moment. You just really pay attention to your body, because I feel little tingles in my throat too when I've got something to express. Dawn, hope came through loud and clear. Tell me more about that, Dawn. Tell me more about hope. What do you want to share about hope? Gemma, you hold the power. I want to share with people how to find and use their own gorgeous, unique personal power to create their best, most vibrant life, even in times of crisis. Kylie, life may not have turned out the way you thought it should, and that's okay. That's a big one, because I think a lot of us are really processing that right now. There can be a lot of grief and shock around life very drastically, like unfolding drastically different and very quickly, like in a different way to what we were wanting. And when people can drop into the second part of that and that's okay, then we start to find some relief. Is there anything more on that, Kylie? That's beautiful. Amanda, that we're not alone, that we're all connected. It has been on my mind. I have a song called Not Alone from my first album, and that feels appropriate at the moment. And I really want to do a lyric video for it and share it this week. Beautiful. What else, my loves? It's really nice when you see that all the key to your expression is trusting that. It's just trusting that. You can actually be tuning into yourself quite regularly and just be asking, like, what message is moving through me? What do I feel to share or say? And any of these can be just something that you put out into the world, put out into the collective, put out into your local community, put out into your little online community, as just trusting the messages that are moving through you. Kylie, I found out at 17 that I can't have children, long story, and I grew up in a small town where I thought I would get married and have many babies, so I had to rethink that plan. In many ways, things in my life don't look the way I expected, and that's so okay. I was watching the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, and one woman said that things don't turn out how she expected, and the other character says most things don't, but sometimes what happens instead is the good stuff. I'd love to know, Kylie, as well, how you, like, what I would actually say is incredible in that for you, because this is a really profound life experience that you've had. And that situation plays out in so many different ways in people's lives, where there was desire, hope, expectation, wanting of something, and it hasn't played out that way, 100%. But what's really interesting and what I feel the teachable is in there for you is if you were to even look deeper at your process around that, and what you actually moved through to allow you to get to the place of being so okay. Because that's when we can really look at what did I have to practice to bring myself to that point. And that's how you get to share a message that's very impactful for people, where you were once where they are right now, which is maybe processing the grief of my business is closed, I've lost my job, I'm not going to be able to have children, something, you know. I even look at, you know, when Kobe Bryant died, I'm sure his wife never thought that she would have to now deal with losing her husband and her daughter, and that her whole future had fallen apart. So people are at that point. And to get to this point of acceptance and surrender and peace and trust, like, I'm so okay. And in fact, I can see that life, that what's going to happen instead for me is just as good or better in its own way, for example. But everything in between that is what you're here to teach people. If you've gone through any journey, and I think I even said this last time, where you were once here and you're now here, this is what you're here to teach. And actually to look deeper at what your personal process was around that, and how you went from perhaps the initial, whether it was grief or pain or heartache around that knowing at a young age, to then come to this point of beautiful acceptance and surrender and peace around it. Kylie, there's so much gold in your journey, in your life experience, that can be shared. And I, you know, we said this last time, no one's walked that journey the way you've walked it. So it actually, if I was to say, you know, a writing prompt, I would actually get you to reflect over that and look at the inner processes you went through, the mindset shifts, the inner work you did, the you know, the emotions you processed, and actually really uncover that and journal about that and write about that and give you a lot of gold around what you can share with people. Dawn, I think we find hope by gratitude. I'll find something I'm very grateful for and share about that. Beautiful, beautiful. Here's another question. Let's sit with it. How do you want people to feel when they receive the message that you feel to share? How do you want people to feel? How do you want people to feel? Gemma, hopeful and empowered. Kylie, like they can breathe again, like a fresh cool breeze just entered the room, a sense of relief and peace. You know, and to Kylie's point, this is so beautiful too, because so often in life we think we'll feel those feelings once we get the things that we want. And what you're sharing there is that there's these beautiful feelings of relief and peace and being able to breathe that we can feel through shifting our perspective around something, through looking at a situation differently, through we can actually activate those feelings in ourselves before anything outside of us changes. It's a really powerful thing to teach people. And I want to ask you as well, and being a creative, say, Amanda, you might relate to this quite well, but what is your process for, like, what is your pre-creative process or pre-writing process or pre-expression process? So in order for people to really hear and feel and receive what you want to share, for them to be able to connect with these emotions once you share it, I want you to think about what space do you need to be in when you're expressing and sharing it, and what helps you get into that space. Because when it comes to writing words that move people, creating music that moves people, it's not just the words. It's the vibration of them. It's the energy in them. It's the emotion in them. It's the space you were in when you created them. People feel that. And I remember, you might have seen on my stories, I was teaching a class, when was it? Last Monday. On for my women's group coaching on sensuality and play and embodiment, and that morning before teaching the class, I had been so in my head and my shoulders were tense and I was not at all in the energy of the message I was about to share. So I did like this hour-long kind of sensual embodiment practice with the blinds down and music going and dance and oils, and just got like, oh, so juicy into my body. And I felt so anchored and aligned with what I wanted to express that it was so effortless to teach that class. It was like I was the message. I wasn't teaching the message, I was the message. It was radiating through me. And when we want to create messages, writing words, whatever it is, offerings that impact people, and we think about how do we want them to feel when they receive it, well, how can we infuse that energy into it by who we're being when we're expressing it? And that's become a really important thing for me, particularly if I want to get out of my head and I want to be really in the flow. It's like, what is my little ritual, like pre-expression or pre-writing or pre-creativity ritual that gets me into that feeling so that it's infused into the words I write or infused into the class I teach or the offering. Dawn, oh, beautiful. I want them to express an emotion or realization, joy, relief, an aha moment, sadness, curiosity, hope, laughter, peace, any of these. Beautiful. So think about that. Think about the state that you want to be in. And this is where the misalignment piece is for us sometimes, because, and this has definitely been the case for me, sometimes we're expressing, but we're up in our head and we're overthinking it. We're feeling a little bit anxious. We're doubting ourselves. We're being like, was this good enough? And then we put it out into the world and we want it to make people feel relief and peace and hope. But we weren't in that state when we were creating it. So the thing that for me is really, I feel, helps with really aligned expression is, first of all, whatever you need to do to bring yourself into that state. And I think it was Johara that actually messaged me on Instagram. She was asking me about, I posted something about my journaling, and she's like, what do you do if like the thoughts and feelings aren't flowing when you go to sit down to journal? And I'm like, I get into my body first. Usually, like if I just go to sit on the couch and journal, I'm a bit like, there's no flow. But if I spend some time like through dance or yoga or breathing or movement, and I kind of just get into my body and get the energy flowing, it's then the words just flow out from the space that I've embodied. And this is where the work is for us as those who are here to express a message, is first doing the work to come into connection with the energy of that message first. And then the flow is effortless. Gemma, love that. And that's the time you'll find it the hardest to express, is when you're actually out of alignment with the very thing you're trying to express in yourself. So imagine that, like, you just have to be it. And then it radiates from you. Versus not feeling it and trying to come up with it in your head and make someone else kind of feel it. I think you can probably feel the difference there. I think that's what people are craving in authenticity. I think that's what we're craving from ourselves in authenticity. Like, we want to feel like the embodiment of what we're expressing, don't we? That just felt so important to me when I taught that class last week. I was like, I really have to make sure I'm feeling so sensual and so juicy and so in my pleasure and so feminine for me to feel really authentic and showing up to teach that class. Because I knew prior to that, I was like tense and in my head and like, rawr. And I was like, I can't go on and teach a class about pleasure and sensuality when my shoulders are tension, I'm in my head and I'm barely breathing. Having some type of practice or ritual that anchors you into the energy you want to embody before you go to express or share really helps it just flow. I have found it just helps it flow. And I'd also like to know, when do you feel the most flowing in your expression? Because, you know, there are times, I've even seen it on some of your videos, where you just drop into the flow and it's really quite effortless for you to put words to what's going on in your heart and mind. When do you feel the most effortless in that flow? For me, it's in the morning when I wake up. After I do like an hour of my morning practice and I'm really connected to myself, that's when I'll start my voice memo. I've just got usually ideas and thoughts and things that are coming out of me, and I'm just like in the flow and it just comes out. Also, sometimes if I'm with someone who I'm super aligned with, like a soul sister friend, and we're totally on the same page and we're vibing, we can just go blah, 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 and just like profound stuff just flows out in our conversation. Kylie, wow, I'm not sure I've ever felt that. Could be why I don't share. I need to find this. If you were to, for example, Kylie, just spend a little bit of time before writing or expressing or sharing something, of reconnecting with the energy, like the of what you described in that story of your life experience that you so beautifully described. Maybe just spending 5 minutes just breathing back into that experience what it was like to be in that time when either it was really challenging, or what it was like to be in the point of the journey when you'd come to a space of surrender, or activating your heart and thinking about another woman that might be in that situation right now that you were in, or coming into your heart and feeling a feeling of gratitude for how much peace you've been able to create in your life through these practices. It's really coming into the feeling space around it before. Yeah, I feel like that's a really interesting missing piece for you. Because I was even feeling before this, I'm feeling very inspired to teach about relationships at the moment, and it's going to come, it's coming soon. Because I'm in such a real embodied process around that work at the moment, I'm feeling things about it every single day. And so then I just feel to talk about it because it's like such an extension of what I'm feeling. It's so natural and effortless. And I'm not in any way going to teach about relationship but being on a pedestal, because I am far from perfect in relationship, but I have made a lot of progress in this area. And every day I'm in very real experiences where I get to witness myself and see how far I've come, or see myself handle something in a different way. And I want to teach about that. I feel really inspired to teach about that. I'm about to go through a massive change. I feel scared even to put words to it, because it's a really out of comfort zone thing for me. But my boyfriend's moving in with me in my tiny little apartment in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And that's massive for me. I've never lived with a partner and all my stuff's getting activated, but it's activating so much desire to teach about relationship, because I'm like, yeah, wow, we're really progressing here and we've done a beautiful job to get to this point. And now I've still got more challenges I'm navigating, and now I've got so much real juicy content to teach about. So when you really, you know, this is why as well, showing up for our work is the greatest fuel for us to teach. When you have very real, tangible things that you're working on and you're feeling the energy shifts in your body as you're working through them, you've got so much then to express, and it's so authentic because it's such a real expression of where you are right now. And that's the only time I find that my expression dries up, is when I'm actually really not showing up for my work. And I've noticed that a little bit sometimes, where I'm like, I've got nothing to say. And I'm like, yeah, Connie, because you're not actually really in the trenches of something right now, which doesn't mean it has to be heavy and hard, but you're not, you know, fully showing up for your self-care. You're not fully showing up for your feminine work. You're not fully showing up to get outside your comfort zone. So you're not activating the juice of energy within you that will help you then express it with others. So expressing our work in the world is a massive call for us to be actually fully showing up for our work too. And anytime you feel inauthentic in your expression, it's important to look at, am I really embodying what I want to teach at the moment? And if not, what can I be doing to really drop into that now so that I can get the energy flowing around it? You know, but even for you, Kylie, like, you could probably extract a lot of what you were practicing back then to where you are right now and actually be doing the work right now, because I know you've got a few challenges going on that you're navigating, and then be expressing how that's working for you right now, what's helping you. Excuse me. Gemma, woohoo! Yay, that's exciting. It is kind of, but scary. Dawn, it's always in the morning when I can express myself. I'm not aware of ritual, but I can see a ritual in it, and will make it easier and more productive. You know, ritual is a beautiful practice. We can actually make a ritual out of anything. You know, you could create a little small ritual where it's just you sipping on tea for 10 minutes, pondering life while looking out the window, or sitting on your deck, or listening to music. And that could become a little ritual, a little daily ritual that connects you in with yourself. And ritual makes things very sacred. It takes something that's maybe not sacred at all and makes it beautifully sacred. And through the repetition of the ritual, you go deeper each time you drop into it, which is why ritual is so beautiful. So I would encourage you, if there are things you're feeling to share with people at the moment, have a look in at your life at the moment of where you can drop deeper into your work around it, your own inner practice around it, and where you can be feeling very aligned and authentic that you are really working the very thing you're wanting to share with people at the moment. So as I said, there's a lot of beautiful writing prompts in here for you that I think could be really valuable to help you clarify some things you might want to be sharing. And either do them as writing exercises, audio talking out loud exercises, or video exercises to work on this self-expression practice of bringing things out and letting your wisdom flow without thinking about it. Because you may not share it initially, it might just be for you, but it's a practice of being in the experience of bringing your wisdom out and just getting into the flow of that. Is there anything coming up for you guys around? I haven't talked about podcasts on here. I know, Gemma, you're working on a podcast. Does anyone have any questions either about podcasting or about self-expression or about writing or about more of this authenticity piece or overcoming the blocks around expressing? Anything you want me to talk on around this? I'm just looking through my notes if there's anything I haven't covered. You know, and that's how you find your voice, is through practice. Sometimes people are kind of like, we can either take on board other people's kind of tone or voice, or we overthink how we're going to express something. But I feel like the more you just practice freely expressing, Amanda, you probably found this in your music, the more you just allowed yourself to express your music, you found your own real unique approach and voice and flavor and sound and energy, right? And I've just found the way that I've found my voice is through just constant practice of expression, through years of journaling, video blogging, you know, getting things out, and you eventually find the way that you personally feel the most aligned in expressing and describing your messages. Just feel like there's this kind of need to like break out of the chains of any of the head stuff around it and just start to come into this like freedom of expression and playing around with what allows us to feel the most free in that. Yeah, beautiful. It's always growing and changing. It is the way I express myself is always growing and changing too. Yeah, but I think the biggest thing I'm feeling is like the energy space you're in as you're expressing is a really important piece that I'd love for you guys. I'd love to hear how that goes with you if you were to play around with that and to play around with, writing and bringing wisdom out. Ah, Dawn, you open my knowledge to the fact that my morning coffee, sitting at my iPad and deep breaths is my ritual. That is your ritual. It's beautiful ritual. I have a similar one in the mornings. Gemma, I often feel that my energy is overwhelming to people. Tell me what it is that you would see or notice in someone that would indicate to you that your energy is overwhelming them. What do you notice? Do you see someone, maybe you see them pull away or close, or what do you notice in your mind makes you start thinking that thought, oh, my energy is overwhelming? They seem almost not know how to respond or taken aback almost. Is there anything that you feel, because this can be both, either just about them and their stuff, they're not the right people, they're not aligned, they're not resonating, and that's totally fine, that's their experience. Do you feel like there's anything that you're kind of maybe you're practicing it or working on it or anything that you feel you want to refine in how you express that would allow people to digest and receive it a little more easily. But maybe this is my own story. I do want to show new ways of thinking and things that make people stop and think. And maybe that's all it is. That's a really good point. Maybe it's that there's suddenly their brain's being like, oh, whoa, this is new and different. And it's activating something in me. And maybe you're interpreting that response as if I'm overwhelming them, which there's actually a real art to communication and expression. Like, it's a real art. And there's an art in terms of actually feeling for, I guess, how, like, we want to do this not without censoring our expression, but feeling for how it's being received, feeling if they are able to digest it, feeling if they're needing a little bit of space to process something, feeling if, oh, this is way outside the box for them. Maybe I'll just drop in a little bit and see how that lands. I guess I'm only going to share from my experience. I don't know if this is what's happening for you, but in the early days when I was very, very passionate, I was so excited to share stuff with people that sometimes I was just sharing it because I was so excited without really paying attention to whether they were ready to hear it or wanted to hear it or were able to receive it or whether it was actually what they were needing in that time. And something, I think I've expressed this before, but let me just share again. Something I've really learned to do is lean back a little bit more rather than sort of coming at people with my ideas and wisdom, but lean back a little bit more and let them come to me so they're curious. So I spark their curiosity and then they come to me and ask more questions and then I just reveal more and more and more bit by bit. I found in the past sometimes I'm over justifying or over explaining things which had come from me at some point actually feeling a little bit almost uncertain in what I was saying and trying to say a lot to try to explain it. What I find now is because sometimes you meet people and you don't know if they're going to get it, if it's their world. A perfect example is when I met my boyfriend's mom and I knew that she wasn't really into this world. So I just started real slow with her and I would, you know, she knew I was a coach and I worked for myself and she'd ask me questions and I would just give her little bits at a time because I knew if I overwhelmed her with it, she'd just be like, this chick's cray. So I would just give her little bits and she'd ask me a question, I'd give her a little bit of information on it and then I'd leave it. And I'd notice if she was curious and lent in and wanted to know more, or maybe just that little bit that I gave her was enough. You know, she'd ask about what I do or how I make money or the types of programs I offer or what I specifically help people with. Or she even asked me a really interesting question. She's like, what's the difference between a counselor and a life coach? And I could have gone into this big kind of justification trying to prove to her why my work was valuable or whatever. But I just kind of shared a little bit. And then she was like, I don't know, we ended up having this really interesting conversation. And she was so engaged in it because I kind of would just give her little bits and then lean back and see how she let her integrate it and then let her come back to me with more questions. And to me, that has really helped. So it's not that I want to like modify myself for other people, but we do need to understand that sometimes we are coming in an energy with people that is new for them, that they need time to process and digest. And so it's just being mindful. You know, that's even the art of coaching I have found. So something I've often found with coaching is I can meet someone and in the first 5 minutes, I can know everything. I can see the whole session. I can know exactly what their issues are and what I can see everything they're going to need to know. But it's the art of how do I take this through in a whole session of artfully delivering different pieces of information at different points so that I don't overwhelm them, so they can have little realizations, and so that they can even come to the realizations in themselves. Like, it's a real art form. For me, particularly when I can meet someone and I can just get the download and I can see the whole thing, but I just want to tell them. But I'm like, okay, be patient, deep breaths. You're going to have to artfully guide them through this session over the next hour. And it's a real art. Yeah. Beautiful. Gemma, I like that. Lean back and observe what's needed in the moment. Yeah, it's a really beautiful thing, actually. It's such a beautiful tool in relationship. It's, can you feel for what is needed rather than giving what you think is needed? Amanda, I find this when I teach singing. People need time to process. Some understand more readily, but it's obvious when they get it. Yeah. Like, I'll sometimes find that in a session, I'll share some stuff and the person's like, yep, integrated it in 5 minutes, and they're ready to go on to the next thing. And it's great. But in some sessions, I'm like, okay, this person's going to need the whole session to integrate this one thing. Everyone's different. Dawn, yes, leaning back, allowing silence, that has helped me communicate more effectively. Beautiful. Gemma, yes, I guess I do that with my family. So much good stuff, Connie. My pleasure. Yeah, I used to do that a lot in my family too. But even another beautiful thing, if we're even just from a coaching perspective, is more questioning and listening, and more and less telling. So more questioning and listening and curiosity and less telling. A really, really beautiful thing in coaching, a really beautiful thing in relationships. The art of almost asking the question that allows the person to come to the realization themselves, or to then lean in and want to know more from you and ask you questions in return. Yeah, versus the telling, which most of us typically go into. Which is often just because we've got so much to say and we're so excited, but yeah, feeling for what's needed. And even, you know, it's a beautiful intuitive art, even if you're sharing yourself on like social media or writing a blog, it's like feeling for everything you want to say, but also then, okay, where's my audience at? Where's my community at? What are they really needing? And what aspect of this is, can they digest in this moment? Like, I get a lot of channeled stuff, but a lot of the time I'm like, I just can't give this just full blank like that because people can't digest it. I have to sort of artfully figure out the best way to deliver a lot of it so that it can be integrated. Okay. Any final thoughts, my loves? Sending you all lots of love through this time. I'd love to, so we've got April. Oh my God, it's April. We've got April videos. I'll pop in and do an update soon. March was big, hey. March has been big. So I'd love to hear your March updates. I'd love to hear what your areas of focus are for April, what's important to you, what you want to be working on, what you want to be creating. I think our next class, if my memory serves me right, or it could be the one after, is about our offerings and playing around with designing, you know, some ideas for creating offerings. So that'll be really fun. But obviously these last two classes have been all about your expression and your visibility and sharing your messages. So I hope both of them have given you a lot of things to really work on and be sharing more of you and your beautiful wisdom and light with other people. Thank you for being here, loves. Thank you for tuning into today's class. And I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, I'll see you in the Facebook group and sending you lots of love. Yeah, I can't believe April's tomorrow. March was huge. I agree, Amanda. Bye, Kylie. Thank you for the wave. So nice to see you. All right. Bye, everyone. Sending love. Bye.